What's up, everyone from all around the world, including Canada, USA, Long Island, plus the five boroughs of Brooklyn, Bronx, Manhattan, Staten Island, and Queens. I'm here to guide and help you about Anchor. Anchor is a free hosting site and phone app which is owned by Spotify. It's the easiest, awesome way to make a podcast. Why are you wasting your money paying for a hosting site to promote your podcast with limited storages? Forget about it. Let me break it down to you. There's creation tools that allow you to record, edit, monetize, add music, intros, music outros, especially distribute your podcast to streaming platforms, uploading episodes with unlimited storages of your podcast right from your phones, computers, laptops, and tablets. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. Plus, you get paid some money in your pocket from sponsorships. Excellent. These are the keys you need to make a podcast, including the listeners supporting your show. That way, you can listen to the episodes of my show, Off the Meat Rack Chain's New York Podcast, the unfiltered comedy entertainment show about the stories mixed with entertainment news, music, real life segments, and much more. Now, where can you find, follow, and listen to the show, you ask? You can follow the podcast on Facebook and Instagram, all in one word, Off the Meat Rack Chain's New York Podcast. Alongside with my other show, Meticulous Vibe Juice Podcast, and my primary handle, G-Money Stacks 555 in Queens, New York. Now, the streaming platforms goes like this. We are on Anchor, Audio Burst, Breaker, Podorama, Listen Notes, Spotify, Stitcher, Deezer, Podchaser, Pocket Cast, Podcast Addict, Player FM, TuneIn, Reason FM. We are on Podfriend, Podorama, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, and YouTube. If you have a dream of creating and becoming a podcaster like myself and individual friends that is co-hosting with me, go download the free Anchor app or you can check out anchor.fm to get started. Take advantage of the opportunity that's thrown in your face. If I could do it and reach success, so can you. I'm G Money Stacks. Thank you for listening. Let's go. Hey, good evening, everyone in the USA, Canada, all over the world, Long Island, plus the five spots of Brooklyn, Bronx, Manhattan, Staten Island, and Queens. I'm your man, G-Money Stacks, a.k.a. Lonely Nomad, a.k.a. Greginator, a.k.a. YouTuber, a.k.a. Host with the Most, and last, a.k.a. Rookie Podcaster of Queens, New York. And you are now rocking with Off the Meat Rack Chains New York Podcast, episode 83. And we have a great show for you today. First and foremost, a round of applause for reaching number 83 episodes. All right, check this out. If you are new to the channel and a new listener and you miss any previous episodes whatsoever, don't worry, I got your back. All you need to do is go grab the subscribe button on the YouTube channel page G Money Stacks 555, where it's gonna have a whole list of episodes on the YouTube channel. When you go to the YouTube channel, you're going to see the word videos. You click on there and it's going to be a whole list of previous recorded episodes. Other than that, make sure you enable alerts alongside with the notification bell so you can be reminded of when the show goes in the air via live stream. Leave a like and a comment alongside with the episodes, alongside with the topics that was discussed. Stay tuned for more video content, upcoming episodes, previous episodes. Share the videos, spread the word, and tell a friend to another friend. And of course, don't forget to share the podcast along with all your streaming platforms with the link that says Linktree. /GMoneyStacks555. I will go over the streaming platforms on the go at the end of the show. All right. So here it is. I want to start off with something actually that I created recently. If I'm not mistaken, I did create a recent I was trying to get to the mental health check-in segment, and this is, all right, this is the reason why I created this segment right here. I created this segment because the simple fact that, you know, lately I've been asking a lot of people what they're feeling on the inside as far as anything goes. And I feel like I owe it to myself to actually talk about what I've been going through as far as today. Now, this one was a little weird for me, I have to say. This has to do with, let me talk about my day before getting to work. So what happened was, I was not only waiting for the N24 and the driver. So there's this guy who had a gray hoodie and a do-rag. And when we got on the bus, he asked me at the last minute if I could swipe him in. Normally, I'm not the type of person who likes to leave people hanging. But if he had to get somewhere, I had to actually, you know, take into account that I would actually, you know, help him out, because, you know, I was like, this is only one time. So, and yeah, and I get the fact that not only everybody has to pay their fares and stuff like that, but also what he didn't know is that, you know, the Long Island buses don't usually drop people off in Queens going eastbound. Because we were going to Long Island. I was on my way to work, so you know what I mean? So I figured I'd do a good deed for the day. And yeah, it's crazy. I didn't think I was gonna stoop this low to actually do this. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like sometimes, you know, you really get the sense of being able to help others out other than, you know, thinking about yourself. And that brings back to the previous conversation in regards to the fact of being humble, not just because of Kendrick Lamar, but I think being humble sometimes can get you through open doors. All right. So anyway, enough about that. I'm going to start off with the Dave Chappelle story. So hold on a second. Let's go to, hold on a minute here. I'm gonna be reading to you guys and stuff, so you know what I'm saying. So there you have it. All right. Wait, hold on a second. I'm not trying to be in the crazy stairs right now. Before I even start the first time, hold on. Let me just address this. Now, for those of you that's new to the channel and a new listener, we are live and direct on StreamYard and YouTube alongside with 17 Live, which is what I'm doing right now. I'm doing both things at the same time. So, I hope you understand that I'm actually not only looking at the screen from here, but I'm also looking at the screen from my tablet because I'm live streaming over there as well. And I'm trying to build up a following over there. You get what I'm saying? So just to make a clarification, just want to make sure you guys understand, all right? So here we go. Okay, our first topic has to do with Dave Chappelle. So this is what's going on here. Dave Chappelle found himself in hot water earlier this month with the release of his Netflix special, The Closer, and is now addressing the controversy directly. In a new surface video from a recent show untitled, the comedian spoke on his subsequent cancellation. The 48-year-old stated, "Nobody will touch this film. Thank God for Ted Sarandos at Netflix, because he's the only one that hasn't canceled me yet." Amid cheers, Chappelle continued to the transgender community, "I am more than willing to give you an audience, but you will not summon me. I am not bending to anybody's demands, rather. And if you want to meet with me, I'm more than willing to, but I have some conditions." As far as his conditions go, he stated in quote, "First of all, you cannot come if you have not watched my special from beginning to end. You must come to a place of my choosing at a time of my choosing. And thirdly, you must admit that Hannah Gadsby is not funny." He really went in on that shit though, man. He really did went in on that shit though, man. Unfortunately. Give me one second. Yeah, give me one. All right. Chappelle later refuted claims that he declined an invitation to speak with Netflix transgender employees. He shared in quote, "If they had invited me, I would have accepted. Though I am confused about what we are speaking about. I said what I said, and boy, I heard what you said. My God, how could I not? Before the video ends, he posed the question to the crowd, am I canceled or not? To which the crowd shouts resounding no, and then Chappelle throws the mic. In the closer, the comedian made controversial jokes about the physical anatomy of members of LGBTQ plus community, considered himself to be a TERF, trans-exclusionary radical feminist, and joked about the baby's homophobic statements regarding those with HIV/AIDS at this year's Rolling Loud Festival in Miami. His commentary led to transgender employees at Netflix hosting a walkout and protest, despite Chappelle and his statements being backed by Netflix co-CEO Ted Sarandos. Okay. All right. All right. Let me say something about this right here. Look, I never met nobody that is trans in my case. And for the simple fact that I don't usually cover, you know, LGBTQ plus stories. The thing is, it's very hard for me to actually, you know, relate to what they've been through. It's very hard because everybody's story is different. I mean, it's not to say, because not everybody's gonna agree with you, okay? I just want to say this, and for the record, look, man. Despite the fact that Dave Chappelle said what he said, look, the fact in the matter is he hasn't been canceled. It's like, why y'all dragging this man so hard on some dumb shit? But you guys act like y'all haven't made a mistake in your life. You know what I mean? And I'm not going to stay on this for too long, so I'm not trying to get canceled or whatever. So this whole cancel culture bullshit is kind of getting out of hand, and it's kind of whack and corny. All right? You know what I'm going to do? I want to actually flush this down the toilet right now, man. Or to go down the hole. I want to flush it again. Oh, man. All right. All right, let's move on to the next topic right here. Oh, completely forgot. Let me see what I did. Completely forgot here. I forgot to introduce the segment right here. For those of you who's just coming in, this is Chatting on the Jazz right here. This is basically about the not only the trending topics, but the stories that don't get the recognition will be addressed. And I'm gonna do a little sound effect for this segment right here. All right. as we go to the next topic is we're going to talk about let's talk about the weekend, shall we? Okay, so the weekend named United Nations World Food Program Goodwill Ambassador. The weekend was named a Goodwill Ambassador for the United Nations World Food Program on Thursday at noon in Los Angeles. The UN World Food Program is doing urgent and important work to change and save lives on a daily basis, and I feel passionately about addressing world hunger and helping people in need. Our partnership is an authentic extension of all our efforts and intentions to help those in need and bring an end to so much suffering, the music superstar said. Food program ambassadors, which also include Kate Hudson and Michael Kors, advocate for ending global hunger, with the organization providing annual life-saving food assistance to more 100 million people than 80 countries. In 80 countries. Hang on a second. Oh, here we are. Food Program Executive Director David Beasley said, in quote, "We are thrilled to welcome the weekend to the WFP family. His compassion and commitment to helping the world's hungriest people is truly inspirational. Every night, 811 million people go to bed hungry, and another 200 million are marching towards starvation." Hold on a minute. Oh, boy. Hold on. This is just not right, and we have got to speak out and act today to save lives. We need everyone to come join our movement to end hunger. It is all hands on deck to avoid a global catastrophe. The weekend's humanitarian efforts, $3 million in donations to various organizations in the past year. Most recently, he donated $1 million to the UN World Food Program's work in Ethiopia, following months of deadly violence in northern Ethiopia. The weekend's parents immigrated to Canada from Ethiopia. Whether he is performing or speaking out about global hunger, the weekend's voice is powerful and inspiring, only matched by his dedication to helping people around the globe. World Food Program USA President and CEO Baron Seeger said, in quote, "We are honored that he has joined our mission. He will undoubtedly inspire the next generation of humanitarians in the fight to ensure no man, woman, or child goes to bed hungry." Okay. Yeah. This is a good deed that the weekend is doing right now. I did hear a couple of days ago about the emergency of food shortages. I didn't get a chance to look up this topic, but I feel that it is important to actually talk about the food shortages that's going on right now. The thing is, we're fighting other battles, you know what I'm saying? It's not just the cops, it's not just the whole black and white racism type shit, but also you know, not only homelessness, but also food shortages. People need food. I mean, come on, there's other shit going on. And there's other shit going on other than stupid ass PETA, who I actually managed to flush down the toilet yesterday or prior to the 81st episode or 82, which one rather that I actually talked about. But it's actually, I actually have to say, man, this is actually it's actually a good thing that he's doing, man. So I wanna applaud him for doing the good deed of helping people in terms of making sure that every single person, child, woman, and man don't go to sleep hungry. Cause we don't need any more famine in this world right now. So a round of applause for the weekend. Okay, our next topic, actually, our next subject will be Bobby Shmurda. Yeah, we haven't heard from him in a minute. So we'll talk about it. So Bobby Shmurda, right? Donated 2,000 backpacks filled with school supplies to several New York City schools. The backpacks will assist the elementary, middle school, and high school students in need. Shmurda also donated pencils, pens, pencil cases, notebooks, folders, highlighters, and many more items. As part of the donation, the Brooklyn native also recorded a special video message that was played for school. Bobby dispatched his team to deliver the items to the following schools: Brooklyn, Bronx, Queens, and Harlem. Since his release in February, Bobby's philanthropic efforts include a special Father's Day event for 200 underprivileged families at the Wynn Shelter in his hometown of Brooklyn. That event included a special Caribbean-inspired brunch menu that included jerk salmon, curry chickpeas, stewed chicken, mac and cheese, and many more meal options, and secured 3 barbers to attend the event and provide free haircuts to all the attending fathers. Last month, Bobby Shmurda got back to the music, releasing his new song and video, No Time for Sleep Freestyle. The new drop is Bobby's first official solo release since his prison release in February. In the new vid, Bobby leads an interrogation and brings in some video game inspiration for his trek into Brooklyn. You can hear the song and watch the video below on the YouTube channel. And of course, you can check it out on there. Yes, another good deed by Bobby Shmurda, helping out the community with school supplies and stuff. Give it up for him. Okay, we're going to go to, hold on a sec. All right. I've been saving this story for a while, and I didn't get a chance to talk about it previously. So this is and refers to a rapper who goes by the name of NLE Choppa. All right. So this is what happened here. Bryson NLE Choppa Potts announced to his legions of followers on July 6th. Via Twitter that he is quitting the music industry in hopes of becoming a full-time herbalist. A herbalist is an individual who works to promote healing with medicinal plants or ones thought to have pharmaceutical properties. Potts, who began his rap career after releasing his 2018 mixtape, No Love the Takeover, followed by his Cottonwood EP the next year, wrote that the sole reason behind his decision to quit rapping was because he wanted to help his people. Okay. Fun to buy out my contract and become a full-time herbalist. Forget the music stuff. I'm about to help my people. Before his initial announcement, the 18-year-old was advising fans how their diet, from the food to the herbs they consume, was the key to living a sustainable life. Potts also recently started a chlorophyll challenge for rappers. Oh, wow. Chlorophyll challenge for rappers? Oh, wow. I might do that in a future episode, so we'll see. In this challenge, the Shadowflow MC adamantly suggested that those who drink a pint of lean or even alcohol drink a pint of chlorophyll. The purpose of chlorophyll is to add the vitamins and minerals back into the body following consumption or anything alcohol related. Alcohol ultimately leaves the system dehydrated and short of nutrients. One person in particular that Potts called for support was Moneybagg Yo. In a July tweet, the Camelot lyricist revealed that the 29-year-old accepted the challenge by sharing a video of the bottle package of chlorophyll he plans to ship to him. Despite initially creating this challenge for rappers to participate in, Potts extended the invitation to influencers when he captioned the video, in quote, if you an influencer or a rapper, I'm willing to ship a care package to you just to help spread health awareness. Simply like, comment or DM me. Let's change the culture. This isn't the first time Potts has used his voice to bring awareness to healthier lifestyle. Last November, he opened up about the substance abuse issues within the hip-hop community. What else? This concern stemmed from his worries about Famous Dex's well-being, and even urged Dex management to reach out to the rapper. He said in a November 27th tweet, in quote, I've never been the type to be... I've never been the type to be in folks' business, but at 300, y'all see Famous Dex, obviously on drugs too, heavy. Can y'all at least try surround that man around somebody with his best interest? Potts added, help dude out, or somebody who already is in his ear, uplift dude, he needing it. Despite receiving massive flack for addressing this issue so publicly, Potts later explained the reason why he did it was because it would reach out to more people. Man, if I wanted to DM somebody about a cause, it's harder, because I don't have AIG. Some people Twitter DM don't show, and plus this publicly needed to be said because it'll reach more people to actually help someone instead of everything getting made as a joke until joke be on bro. Wow. That's pretty interesting right here. Yeah, that's pretty interesting though. I like what he's doing. And you know, congrats, man. This is pretty awesome. Hold on a second. Okay. These are anti-vaxxers. Hold up. Oh no. This was last year. I'm sorry. Damn. Anyway, I'm gonna move on to the next one, man. I really thought that I had that story. As far as like, wait a second. Really thought I had that story out. This is crazy. I'll do this some other time. So let me just go to the next one. All right. Let's go to all right, let's go to Lupe Fiasco. Okay. What we're gonna do here, we're gonna okay, here we are. This is okay, his okay. This was recently right here. Okay. Lupe Fiasco can officially add another plaque to his collection as Food and Liquor 2 is certified gold. At the end of September, elite lyricist and legendary artist Lupe Fiasco hit a major career milestone. After 15 years, his debut album, Food and Liquor, was officially certified gold, placing it alongside Lou's other gold albums, The Cool and Laser. No, Cool and Lasers, yes. Let's see. Now, Lupe can add yet another project to the category. As of now, his 2012 project, Food and Liquor 2, The Great American Rap Album Part 1, has surpassed 500,000 album equivalent units and earned the rapper his seventh total RIAA certification. Though not quite as universally revered as its predecessor, Food and Liquor 2 remains a beloved chapter in Lou's catalog, to be exact. As evidenced by the latest accomplishment, Lupe himself took a moment to celebrate the new plaque on Instagram, saying little but showing great pride in his work at all the same. Double gold. Hold on a second. Yeah, double gold. He writes, putting the series on display. Hashtag the marathon continues. Hashtag LFFL12. It's certainly been interesting to see this momentum manifesting, and one has to wonder if Lupe will be inspired to release that intriguing new album he's been sitting on. After all, he previously likened the mysterious project to Nas' timeless classic Illmatic, a comparison that tends to elicit strong hype from fans across the board. We'd like to extend our congratulations to one of the great lyricists of our time. It's a welcome sight to see Lupe's music continue to rack up streams, and who knows, perhaps one of these days, one of his classics will reach that coveted platinum status. Have you been keeping any of Lou's classics on rotation? Wow, that's a good question. That's a good question. Yeah, that's a good question right there. Yeah, that's a good question. Wait, what is this? Wait, what's this? So, in other Lupe, let me see. Hold on a second. Yeah, this is kind of like old. This is from last month, actually. This is not that recent. So, Lupe Fiasco's was Food and Liquor is finally certified gold, prompting celebrity words from Schoolboy Q. Schoolboy Q, to be exact. It's strange, though, many other albums have probably surpassed the targeted goal of album equivalent units by now. They are not always certified by the RIAA at an accurate rate. As such, newer artists tend to shine in the current system while classics are left playing catch up. Today, however, as you can hear the helicopter and stuff, Lupe Fiasco has officially hit a major career milestone. His 2006 debut album, Food and Liquor, has officially been certified gold 15 years after its release. Though you certainly think that over a million copies of the project have been sold by now. Perhaps a platinum plaque will follow shortly thereafter. Journalist Andrew Barber took a moment to celebrate Lupe's accomplishment, offering a few words about the certification on Twitter. Lupe Fiasco's Food and Liquor album has just been certified gold after 15 long, long years. Congratulations to all involved, long overdue. Showing his support was none other than Schoolboy Q, who shared an anecdote about his own experience with Lupe's classic debut. In quote, I remember going to Lupe Fiasco's show at the Observatory in OC, which is Orange County. And he brought out G Malone, and G brung out Maestro, writes Q. I wasn't even rapping at the time. My locks always called me weird for listening to Lupe classic album. Lupe himself opted to commemorate the occasion with a heartfelt Instagram post. Man, listen, shout to all the fans to that stayed down like an elephant chest, he captions, and all my enemies that tried to harm the name and caught an L or on F. F and L is full of raps, smarter than soul, and now we got another plaque all over, no, X, another plaque all covered in gold. Show some love to Lupe Fiasco, and while it may be surprising that it took 15 years to be certified gold, remember that it was originally released during a different era altogether. And damned if Kick Push wasn't on steady rotation, be it on bootleg CD, Sony Discmans, iPods, or car speakers. Did you own a physical copy of this album? Well, that's actually good. And congrats to Lupe Fiasco for an album that took 15 years to reach gold status. Okay, let's hit him with the double air horns. And speaking of double air horns, Master P. Master P is not only a rapper, he's also a business owner and stuff. So you might want to add a restaurant to his resume in Nashville, Tennessee. So here's what's happening here. Over the decades, Master P's proven to be a businessman that's all about his bread and eating right. So it only makes sense that he continued to expand his Big Papa Burgers operation and open up franchises in new territory. That sounds delicious.
Oops. Wait, hold on. Sorry about that. It's not what I meant to push. This is what I meant to push. All right. In a recent interview with Biz Journals, the No Limit General revealed that he's looking to open a Big Papa Burgers restaurant in Nashville, Tennessee, and give them a taste of what New Orleans flavor is like. Calling Music City his second home, Master P says he fell in love with the people and culture in Nashville and is looking for places to put that here and create other avenues of income in the real estate business here. With his son playing basketball for Tennessee State University, P has become very familiar with Nashville and expects to spend more time out there. So why not open a business or two while he gets familiar with the buckle of the Bible Belt? So this is, wait a second, man. Are you serious? So let me just look at this picture right here. So this is Big Papa Burgers, chicken and waffles. So this is the daily menu as it goes. This is the list that's on here. This is Big Papa's Louisiana chicken and waffles, crispy golden chicken strips with thick fluffy waffles. $12.25. Big Papa's salad, garden vegetables, shredded cheddar cheese, bacon, and fried or grilled chicken or shrimp, $15.99. Little Papa's salad, garden vegetables, shredded cheddar cheese, bacon, and fried or grilled chicken or shrimp, $8.99. Sides, Big Papa's world's famous sweet potato fries, wedge cut sweet potato fries drizzled in vanilla cream, cheese, sauce, or plain, $3.99. Big Papa's honey buck BBQ steak fries. That sounds delicious right there, man. Yeah, so it's golden fried potato wedges covered in honey barbecue sauce or plain. Okay, $3.99. Big Papa's baked beans, $2.75. Also the same price, Big Papa's red beans and rice, $2.75. Big Papa's desserts, you got milk and chocolate, a warm-up brownie, pecan praline cake or sweet potato pie, $3.99. You got Shaka Shakes, strawberry, vanilla, and chocolate, $3.25. Big Papa's fresh brewed sweet or unsweetened tea / Big Papa's punch, Big Papa's lemonade, $2.75 each. Fountain drinks. You got your Coke, your Sprite, Diet Coke, Red Cream Soda, Root Beer, Fanta Orange, Dr. Pepper, $2.50 each. Bottled water, $1.50. And the big, wow, the Make 'em Say Burger. For those of you who may not know, of course, that was one of Master P's big hit song, Make 'em Say with all the No Limit family. Anyway, so of course the Make 'em Say burger comes with American cheese, mayo, lettuce, tomato, pickle, fried onions, grilled bacon, deep fried bacon, and Papa sauce. So the meat inside is, okay, let's break this down. So Big Papa beef is $7.75. Big Papa salmon is $9.75. Big Papa chicken, $8.75. Big Papa veggie, $8.75. Little Papa beef, $5.75. Little Papa salmon, $7.75. Little Papa chicken, $6.75. Little Papa veggie, $6.75. Wow. Wow. Yeah, this sounds very good though, man. And it's actually a good thing that he's doing this though. So a round of applause for Master P for trying to do something for the community in Nashville by making a food parlor where everybody can eat and drink. And let's throw in some air horns, shall we? So there you have it with the menu of what's going on with the Big Papa burgers and stuff. So man, if you like to wait a second, they have an Instagram. If you'd like to know more about Big Papa burgers, you can follow them on Instagram. And you can follow them on Facebook, and you can look at their website at www.bigpapaburgers.com. That's www.bigpapaburgers.com. All right. Big Papa Burgers is named after P's grandfather and opened its doors for the first time in 2019, becoming a hit amongst the Louisiana locals. He even took his Big Papa Burger menu to an elderly home for Thanksgiving that year, where he fed the senior citizens burgers, fries, and everything else you could order at the eatery. Ooh. Sorry, wrong button. Amongst his other businesses, Master Pete also owns Wrap Noodles. Wrap Noodles are a variety of icon ramen noodles with different wrappers on the cover. Current Wrap Noodles flavors include Boosie. Whoa! Boosie? Made at the Boosie Badass. Oh shit. That's funny, man. Okay, Boosie Louisiana hot and spicy chicken, Master P creamy chicken, gumbo, E40 prime rib, and Romeo Miller veggie medley. Ooh. This sounds very interesting, man. I'm gonna check out their website too. So don't you worry about that one right there, man. So that's excellent on Masterpiece part. And you wanna know what's so excellent about in our next topic? Showtime. Yes, Showtime. Yes, Showtime. Okay, let's see. Let me take this out though, man. All right. This December, Showtime will kick off Hip Hop 50, its multi-year cross-platform programming initiative, celebrating the 50th anniversary of hip hop in collaboration with entertainment company Mass Appeal, with the premiere of three documentaries celebrating the storied history of the music genre. I can't wait to check that shit out though, man. I'm not sure what it's going to be on I'm not sure if it's on Netflix or anything like that, but this is a wait and see. Directed by Emmy and Grammy Award winning music legend and Mass Appeal partner Nasir Nas Jones. Video Music Box will premiere Friday, December 3rd at 8 p.m. 8 p.m. Eastern, Eastern Standard Time and Pacific Time. Ricky Powell, the Individualist, directed by Josh Swade, will premiere Friday, December 10th at 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time. And Rolling Like Thunder, directed by Roger Gassman, will premiere Friday, December 17th at 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time. Hip Hop 50 will continue to run over the next 3 years and will encompass unscripted series and features, podcasts, and digital shorts by and about some of the foremost names in the genre, culminating with the 50th anniversary of the genre in 2023. The initiative is driven by Nas and Mass Appeal's chief creative officer and Emmy nominated partners, Sokka Jenkins of the Wu-Tang Clan of Mics and Men Bitchin', The Sound and Fury of Rick James. Oh, wow. Video Music Box chronicles the longest running music video show in the world. Video Music Box launched and hosted in New York City by visionary DJ and MC Ralph McDaniels, aka Uncle Ralph. Since its debut in 1983, Video Music Box has remained a hip-hop mainstay, with McDaniels, or Uncle Ralph as he known to legions of fans, serving as a leading hip-hop influencer, tastemaker, and documentarian. Ooh. I didn't know he does documentaries. Wow. Showcasing and debuting hip-hop videos and introducing viewers to future stars like Nas, Jay-Z, LL Cool J, Nicki Minaj, and Fat Joe long before they were icons of the game. With 4 decades of never-before-seen footage from McDaniels' packed vault, the film spotlights the series' global influence on hip-hop, along with his professional and personal triumphs. Video Music Box is produced by Mass Appeal for Showtime. Ricky Powell, the Individualist, tells the Against All Odds story of New York City photographer Ricky Powell, who rose to worldwide fame while capturing one of the wildest, most electric times in popular culture. From the Beastie Boys to Run DMC to Madonna to Warhol and Basquiat, Powell documented the music, fashion, and art scenes of the 1980s and 90s in downtown New York. Powell became known as the Rick Star, a man who wasn't just covering the scene. He was the scene. Ricky Powell, the Individualist, is directed by Josh Swade and produced by Time Studios and Swade Films. Hold on a second, folks. Let me get a drink. All right. Okay. So Rolling Like Thunder plunges into the secret underground world and history of hype train and graffiti culture, uncovering stories of myth-like artists, remarkable romances, competitive graffiti crews, and battles with the institution. As street art's widespread integration burst into the mainstream vibrancy via posters, books, and high-end galleries. The film takes viewers back to the origin of the art in one of its most extreme and risky forms. The film explores the trained graffiti subculture from turn of the century markings to modern day masterpieces, forever linking the art form with America's landscape. Rolling Like Thunder reveals the anonymous outlaws of freight riding who put life and limb on the line for an obsession to share their voice through their artwork. The film is directed by Roger Gassman and produced by Mass Appeal for Showtime. Yeah, I can't wait to see these documentaries and stuff. So that's actually very interesting. And it's actually a good idea. So that's actually a good idea, man. That's actually fire right there, man. Another one. Yeah, let's see. So actually, that's a big congratulations to every single person, especially Nas, who thought of these documentaries in honor of the hip hop genre. Of course, man, this has been one of the good episodes today. I didn't want to go into the whole anti-vaxxers thing because this episode was all about good deeds. So I was like, you know what? Let's go into good deeds instead of talking about the whole anti-vaxxers and stuff. Let me just put myself on here. Hold on a minute here. I'm sorry. Hold on a minute here. Yeah, there we go. This has been a great episode, 83. And if you like what you heard in today's episode, feel free to make a charitable donation by showing some love by, you know, giving whatever amount of money you can to my Cash App, actually, which is $ G Money Stacks 555. That's $ capital G, lowercase money, capital S, lowercase TACKZ 555. Once again, it's not about breaking the bank and having a lot of money, folks. You don't need to do all that. It's all about doing the best you can, and whatever amount you decide to put, whether it's like 99 or $1, whether it's like $4.99, $5, or $10, or whatever amount you feel comfortable doing, will be appreciated. So don't get it twisted that you have to have a lot of money to show support, because at the end of the day, support is priceless. You can't put a price on support. So let me, I'm gonna go to the social media handles. All right. We're going to go to the social media handles right there. So hold on a second, guys. We're going to go to the social media handles while I'm looking for the banner. We're going to actually go to all right, so you can follow the show Off the Meat Rack Chains New York podcast on Facebook and Instagram, all in one word, right? You're going to see that on my personal primary page there too. So you don't have to worry about spelling it out. So I redid the link over there to save some time on spelling it out. Yeah, so you can follow that. Make sure you follow that show. And also alongside with my other podcast shows is Excellent Fun Vibrant Podcast, which I will try to get it back up and running tomorrow at 12 p.m., which is Halloween. This is still considered a Halloween weekend. I am going to actually, you're going to have to stay tuned for the next episode on what I have in store for episode 84. So I can't tell you this now. So anyway, you can also find my other show, Meticulous Vibe Juice Podcast, on the gram, as well as myself, which is G Money Stacks 555 in Queens, New York. Also, you can also follow me on 17 Live at G Money Stacks Queens, New York. That's 17 Live at G Money Stacks Queens, New York. All right. I'm going to actually take a look at your comments on 17 Live before I get off the air. But first and foremost, we got to go to the social. We got to go to these streaming platforms on the go, right? All right. So, streaming platforms on the go, we are going to start with, and I was going to make that a segment, actually. So, streaming platforms on the go is where you can actually, find out where you can listen to audio recording episodes of the show. You can find the show on these audio streaming platforms, and when you click on the link in my Instagram, which is GMoneyStacks555 in Queens, New York, or the primary show page Off the Meat Rack Chains New York podcast, you're going to see a link that says Linktree/GMoneyStacks555. So you click on there and you're going to see a whole list of streaming platforms, including the one you can see visually. So I'm going to go over this right now, right? So here we go. So we are on Podorama, Anchor, Audacity, Spotify, Audio Burst, Deezer, TuneIn Plus Alexa Radio, Player FM, Podchaser, Stitcher, Pocket Cast, Podcast Addict, Breaker, Castbox FM, Listen Notes, Podbay, Podfriend. Don't forget to go to the two links, Podfriend and Podchaser, so you can give a 5-star rating, all right? Even though you don't have anything to say on there, I will appreciate you for doing that. We are also on Reason FM, Google Podcasts. Don't forget to listen to Off the Meat Rack Chains New York podcast on Amazon Music, Audible, iHeartRadio, the number one app for music, radio, and podcast. And last but not least, the YouTube. Go ahead and go grab the subscribe button on G Money Stacks 555 YouTube channel page. Make sure you enable alerts alongside with the notification bell so you can be reminded of when the show goes in the air via live stream, alongside with leaving a like and a comment alongside with the episodes and topics that was discussed. Stay tuned for upcoming episodes, more video content, previous episodes, and download your favorite episodes. And also make sure you share the videos. You tell a friend to another friend. Also, spread the word, share the podcast along with the audio streaming platforms, alongside with the Linktree link that says Linktree/GMoneyStacks. Which, by the way, is HTTPS. No, I'm not even. You get the gist of it. You're going to see it on my Instagram pages, so I don't need to go through any details on that one on how to do all that. So anyway, man, like I always say at the end of the show, make sure you reach out to your loved ones alongside with the friends, wives, husbands, boyfriends, girlfriends. Those individuals might be fine on the outside, but on the inside, they might be going through something very scary, very traumatic, and all the other stuff. And you don't have to wait every year when it comes to mental health awareness, like in May, to reach out to somebody. And you can't really put a time frame on when is a good time to actually reach out to somebody, all right? When you take a risk on reaching out to somebody, you get a reward. So, you know, you're not alone in this, you know what I'm saying? You just want to make sure you go with your gut, go with your heart, your soul, your mind, and your instincts. Because that will get you places. All right? I hope you feel what I'm saying. Mental health matters. Of course, you know, emotional health matters as well. You get the gist. You know what it is. You know what I mean? Also, if you have a dream of becoming a podcaster and you would like to create a show, I would gladly give you some key ingredients of what you need to start a podcast. So, first off, you need headphones. You also need a microphone. You also need a laptop or a computer. Any one of those would actually work. You also need a audio software where you can record your audio episodes of your podcast. And you also need a hosting site, which I will recommend Anchor. So the reason I'm recommending new podcasts is to Anchor. Some of them might be using different ones, but the reason I'm recommending Anchor is because it will allow you to not only distribute your podcast to streaming platforms, but also allow you to edit your podcast as far as episodes and stuff. But when it comes to editing, you want to be careful not to delete the good parts, because if you delete the good parts, as far as, like, you know, the funny moments and the humor and stuff, you don't want that. You know what I'm saying? You really don't want that, because that's just not going to sit well with you or anyone else. You know what I mean? Hold on.
Okay.
As I was saying before, you need, all right, Anchor, right? So, as I was saying before, you want to be careful on how you edit your episodes as far as like your audio and your visuals and stuff, because you don't want to delete the good parts, like the hilarious moments and the funny parts and stuff. You don't want to do that because that's not going to sit well with everybody. Also, when you're coming up with a name of the show, you want to make sure that it not only resonates with you, but it also represents yourself. You know what I'm saying? You want to come up with a name that nobody has ever heard before. And I use myself as an example because, you know, it took me maybe 2 years for me to come up with the name of the show that's reaching a 1 year anniversary, which is Off the Meat Rack Change New York Podcast, which by now you guys probably should know that it's a combination of Off the Meat Rack and Off the Chain. All right. So yeah, I should know this by now, but it also took me a while for me to come up with the name of my review show, Meticulous Vibe Juice Podcast. And of course, Excellent Fun Vibrant Podcast, because I feel like nobody in the whole podcast history has ever used the word excellent in the title. Nobody has ever used it. So, and you know what though? I've explained the meaning behind it and stuff, and I'm pretty sure whatever name you guys decide to go with the name of the show, you know, just go for it. Don't worry about the ridiculous critics who critiques everything, okay? No, don't worry about those idiots, okay? They are what you call fucking losers, okay? Who got nothing better to do but go around trolling people like the online flizzies and garbage burger haters from the hatermobile and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? So don't worry about those things. And, you know, when you are about to, it's optional. You can create a trailer, right? It's very optional. You don't necessarily have to do that. But what you want to do is when you record your first episode, make sure you post it. That way you'll be able to activate your RSS feed, which is like a link indicating that you are the sole provider and the owner of your show. You know what I mean? For those of you who may not know what RSS feed is, RSS stands for really simple syndication, which means you technically already did a launch on a hosting site for your podcast, all right? And also, podcasting is not about pleasing the people that's listening and watching you and stuff like that. It's not about mainstream, folks, okay? It's not about being mainstream or famous or any other type of shit whatsoever, so don't believe the hype. Podcasting is about what you think with your thoughts, talks, opinions, and facts of what you really want to know about these topics, okay? Because you don't want to invite miserable people who are on a midlife crisis on a Lamborghini to be on some next shit, okay? You don't want that in your life. You don't want that in your podcast career. And as I said before, I'm not trying to be on TV or any other type of shit whatsoever. I'm already exposing myself to YouTube, and that's good enough for me. You know what I'm saying? And as I said before, I am not a performer. I am not a performer. I'm not built to be on stage. That's for people that are music artists, like singers, rappers, DJs, and other people like poets, comedians. Those are the real performers. Those are the real performers, okay, for stage. All right? I'm not built for that shit. But anyway, so I also would like to recommend a software that I'm using, which is StreamYard. StreamYard is a software where it provides some tools so where you can create your talking points on banners scrolling across the stream, and a banner of the name of your show, which is right here on the screen right here. And you can also create segments, which is one of the benefits of me using StreamYard, because I get to create segments, I get to create, like, you know, mad stuff. And I'm pretty sure if it works for me, I'm pretty sure it'll work for you guys out there that are new podcasters out there that's trying to create content and trying to create your shows. And also, depending on what your story synopsis is going to be, as far as what the premise of the show is going to be about and stuff, you know what? Don't overthink it, okay? Don't overthink yourself. So you want to basically, make it simple. Keep it simple. So you don't have to try so hard to actually, impress people. The only person you should be impressing is yourself. All right? And that's the key things that you need to start a podcast, all right? If anyone has any questions that needs help on how to start a podcast, you can DM me at gmoneystacks555 in Queens, New York. Or if you want to do a live stream or whatever, I'm willing to do that. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be a little flexible here, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, and I think that's about it. Before I close, I am going to look at the comments on 17 Lives so I don't forget. Let's see who we have here. Hold on a minute here. Hold on a second here, guys. Let me do this. Who else is, who's here? Okay, we got this person who goes by the name of Javon _N_URQ. Hi, welcome to the live stream. Thank you for joining the live stream alongside with the recording of my podcast. I appreciate you. And I just poked you. You can poke back, actually. So Remy sent the snack. Thank you very much for the snack. And you got Death Water. Death Water? Okay, you gotta explain to me how you got that username. You gotta explain to me how that came about though, man. But I fucks with you. So here we go. I don't mean to laugh, but that was a funny one right there, man. That was a funny one. Okay, and thank you for the Casio wine bag. Wow. Tuner. I don't really eat tuna and stuff like that, so that's fine. Of course, Painter Painted. Hi. Welcome to the live stream. Thank you for joining me and thank you for the like. And Nana Me Man underscore. Thank you for the like. I'm gonna poke you. Who else is here? JSS Paid sent candy. Thank you for the candy. Welcome to the live stream. Thank you very much. Yeah, I appreciate you, man. Hold on a minute here. Just trying to send you a poke right here. Oh my God. I wasn't trying to play crazy stares, folks. So I'm not trying to play crazy stares when I'm on the air, man. Don't do that. I'm not trying to. And thank you, Tony HSU1108, that sent the snack. Of course, all these people who sent snacks and crazy stares and candy and all that other stuff, thank you very much for joining the live stream. As you can see, it is getting late. I am going to actually, say something before I even wrap up this episode right here. Listen, if what you could do with your success, you let it speak for itself. Also, I really hope you guys enjoyed today's show. I hope you learned something. I hope you had a chance to be a little entertained. And of course, you know, help get your mind off of stressful things. You know what I'm saying? And this is what this show is based on. It's based on, you know, giving people something light so they can get their minds off of certain things. It may not be easy, but this is what I'm trying to do. This is what I'm trying to do, man. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not going to let anybody stop me. And I'm pretty sure all you newcomers who want to create a podcast show or whatever, you're not going to let the haters mess with you, especially the online flizzies and especially the garbage burgers from the Hatermobile. So you know what you're going to do? You're going to eat them up, Homer Simpson style, like this. And that's going to do it for today's show, man. I'm G Money Stacks. Thank you very much for rocking with me, tuning in and listening and watching in the YouTube community universe. And thank you, everyone, that came into the 17 live stream that sent me snacks and crazy stares and candies and all the other stuff. I hope you guys stay safe. I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your Halloween weekend. I know I will. And I have something special for a Halloween episode. So you're going to have to stick around for the next episode. I do appreciate every single one of you that took the time to listen. We got over 1K plays so far. 1.2. Yeah, 1.2K. Now, for those of you who don't know what K stands for, it stands for 1,000. And yeah, like I said, man, I'm going to clock out. Thank you for being here. Thank you for joining the show and listening. I will see you in the next episode. Make sure you got your water and your Gatorade along with your electrolytes. Wash your hands. Cover your face with face covers. Soap and water and stuff like that. And like I said, man, I'll see you in the next episode. Peace and one love, and have a good night. Listen, folks, if you like what you heard, I need your help on a couple things. If you like to support Off the Meat Rack Chain's New York podcast, you can show some love by following the show on Facebook and Instagram with the same name at Off the Meat Rack Chain's NY podcast. OFFTHEMEATRACKCHAINZNYPODCAST, alongside with my primary Instagram handle, GMoneyStacks555 in Queens, New York. And go to the YouTube channel, GMoneyStacks555. Be sure to click the subscribe button. Grab the notification bell so you can be reminded on when the show goes on the air live via live stream. More video content, upcoming episodes, previous episodes that will automatically be posted after the recordings. Like, comment on the episodes with the topics, share the videos, download your favorite episodes, rate, spread the word to a friend, to other individuals. Please be sure to share the podcast with audio streaming choices to your friends. The audio streaming services includes Anchor, Audio Burst, Breaker, Deezer, Listen Notes, Player FM, Pocket Cast, Podbay, Podfriend, Podcast Addict, Podorama, Podchaser, Reason FM, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, and YouTube. I'm G Money Stacks, and thank you, listeners and watchers, for tuning into the podcast. One love.